It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
The Mandela Effect is a phenomenon that makes us question even the most mundane memories from the past. In June 2019, the famed New York Times crossword puzzle made it the theme and defined it as a recent refinement of false memory that typically refers to pop culture or current event references. Named by paranormal researcher Fiona Broom, it's basically remembering something that doesn't match with historical records. For example, the stuff you use to make your home smell fresh isn't Febreze, F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E. But more on that one later. Broom has said that she loves the idea of the Mandela Effect, and others claiming they distinctly recall different events or details. Could be proof that we're existing in alternate realities? We don't know. We're not sure that's the truth, but these comparisons between popular belief and reality is making our jaws hit the floor as we type. And as I read, check out 40 of the most gobsmacking facts. Where the heck did it get its name? Well, let's start with the reason we're all here. Nelson Mandela, who is, you know, this theory is actually named after, died in 2013. However, countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But his death isn't the only example of the Mandela Effect. We have been wrong about so many dates, details, and more. I'm going to show you a bunch of them here now. So let's talk peanut butter. Jif. J-I-F. Not Jiffy. People swear that it was Jiffy peanut butter back in the day. But we speculate there's actually combining Jif with its competitor, Skippy. But man, oh man, I could have swore. And then there's the whole Looney Tunes. Not Tunes. As in L-O-O-N-E-Y-T-U-N-E-S, not T-O-O-N-S. Makes almost zero sense, but yes, the cartoon was spelled as Tunes, as in tunes in the radio. The famous Berenstain Bears. Or is it Berenstain? Well, I don't know. The Berenstain Bears didn't exist, apparently. It was the Berenstain Bears, not the Berenstain. The lovable cartoon bear family actually spelled their last name with an A. The Berenstain Bears, which is just so bizarre, because from my own childhood, I could have swore it was Berenstain. I remember saying Berenstain. Anyway. Oh, another one, too, is Curious George. Curious George the monkey. Do you know he has a tail? Like, seriously, he has a freaking tail? It was never there. Are you freaking out? I am, because guess what? Curious George doesn't have a tail. Okay? It's not there. Sex in the City is another one. While these four men were having sex in the city, the show was actually titled Sex and the City. That's right. The show is called Sex and the City, not Sex in the City. And like I mentioned earlier, Febreze only has one E. You might use this stuff every day, but to be honest, we thought it was Febreze, F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E. It isn't. It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. Oh, man. Crazy. Oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Don't you mean Meyer? No, Mayer. One of the most confounding of all, there's an A in Mayer. Honest to goodness, we thought it was Mayer here. M-E-Y-E-R. It's true. It's so true. And don't even get me started on Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops? F-R-O-T? What? F-R-O-O-T? Loops? Kellogg's had been spelling fruit like that for years, and we only noticed it now? Okay, there's something not right here. And then I look at this whole Monopoly Man. You know the guy from the Monopoly box? Apparently Monopoly Man, do you remember him having a monocle? Monopoly Man and his monocle. Or more like the fact that he doesn't have one. This, as some suggest, might be a simple confusion between him and the Planters Peanut Company mascot, Mr. Peanut. But, oh my God, really? Really? And here's one that just blew my mind and my daughter's as well, because she's an avid Pokemon fan. Pikachu's tail. Though many of us clearly remember black detailing on the Pokemon's character's tail, In reality, his whole tail is yellow. That's right. There's no black markings on it whatsoever. Oh, my God, boy. Like, what? Like, what is on the go? Like, I'm starting to believe we really are in a parallel dimension. What do you guys think? Do you think the Mandela effect is a thing? Because there seems to be an awful lot of this documented after 2012. And some of the leading researchers out there say that the Mandela effect actually takes place after 2012 more than anything, as people look back at history and realize that we didn't remember things the way they are. Could it be that, you know, somewhere in 2012 we actually split off into an alternate reality? Man, oh man. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special for 2020. Don't forget to like and subscribe and maybe even leave a comment about this episode. Take care, and you'll hear from me again tomorrow.